The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, we are back. This episode is entitled The Fix-Up. Okay, so this episode is one where George is fixed up by Jerry and Elaine with Elaine's friend Cynthia, played by Maggie Wheeler, who's always good. And they basically, Jerry and Elaine have this pact that they will tell each other all the information that each of the other people, George and Cynthia, tell their prospective person. And things go off the rails. Meanwhile, Kramer got a bag of new condoms from his friend Bob Sacamano, who works at a condom factory. What did you think of this episode?
This episode was great. This episode won an Emmy for best outstanding writing in a comedy series.
Oh, really?
Yep.
This is I watched this today during my lunch break, and I was laughing quite a bit. Like, it is a fucking hilarious episode.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those episodes that's like, wow, like it hits home because, yeah, like most people. All right, I won't say most people, but people who have been fixed up, like, and they know it's a fix up, like they kind of go through all this. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, it's this. This episode is incredibly relatable and incredibly funny.
Okay, so Elaine's friend Cynthia is talking about how, like, there's a cut back and forth. Elaine is sitting down with Cynthia at dinner, and she's saying how she needs, like, she basically needs to lower her expectations because the guys are so terrible out there. And George and Jerry are sitting at dinner, and they're talking about how, you know, George is saying how he can't talk to any women and how it's so hard for him out there and everything else, and he just can't find anybody. So Elaine and Jerry are hanging out the next day, and they're both talking about their respective dinners and the conversation. And they basically come to this idea that, hey, maybe we should fix up George and Cynthia. And then they're like, yeah, all right, let's do it. And then they make this pact. All right. So the vast majority of this episode has solely to do with the fix up, because most of the principal characters are involved in the fix up, minus Kramer. So let's get right into it. How many times have you been fixed up? What's your worst story, or what's your best story?
I've been attempted to be fixed up too many times. but there are two that I'll share. One is from you and your lovely wife. Yep. And let me just say this right off the bat. I hate being fixed up.
Fair enough.
Because people don't know what I want. I barely knew what I wanted. If you told me that I was going to be with the person I was with, and I was not going, and I was going to not be with the person that I was with, I would have said you are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
But yeah, like no, it is. So I didn't know what I wanted, but I'm glad that I found it, and it wasn't through, I mean, it was a fix up through a website, but it wasn't like, oh, I've got the perfect guy for you. He's really nice. And I've got the perfect girl for you. She's really nice and all that. And the other person's like, I got the perfect guy for you. He's such a gentleman and he's really, really attractive.
Just calm down over there.
But no, fix ups don't work. They don't work. And I don't know what possesses people to think that they can fix people up. I've never done it, and it never works. But you and your lovely wife tried to fix me up one time, I remember. And
I think I vaguely remember this.
She was a very attractive woman. Which is not surprising. I think she was one of your wife's friends, and all of your wife's friends that I've seen are incredibly attractive. But for some strange reason,
I'll tell a funny story later.
You all wanted to meet at a fucking club.
I don't remember. You know what? Now I don't remember this. Do you remember the girl's name?
I don't remember the girl's name, but I remember the club that we went to was owned by that jackass and who's married to that really nice woman who is so nice that I won't say her name unless you say it's okay.
Yeah, Mikey. That's fine.
Yeah. So we all went to Mikey's club. And I'm like, I don't, I'm not a club guy. Like, what are you doing, Jay? You know I'm not a fucking club guy, especially like, hey, I got this
I think it was one of her cousins, right?
I think so, yeah. I think it was one of
her cousins. No, but didn't you meet her at a restaurant before that? And then we went to the club?
I think we all met at a restaurant, but I'm not good. I think it was all like a group thing.
Yeah, it was a group thing, yeah.
I don't do group things, man. the fewer the people, the better.
Now, in fairness to us, that was not so much a setup as it was like, hey, wow, she's single. Like, in that moment, I was like, you should come down
here.
That's a setup.
No, you can try to justify that shit all you want.
No. Hold on. It wasn't a setup like in the episode because it wasn't like, we thought about it ahead of time. It was literally we were there. And it was like, oh, Micah, you should come down to this end of the table instead of hanging out with all these dudes you don't know. Because there's this woman down here who's nice and tall and attractive.
She was tall.
She was tall as shit.
Yeah.
And I know you're either, they have to be the same height as you or much shorter than you.
Yep, that's it. You gotta be the same height as me, maybe a little taller than me, or a whole foot lower.
And I assume that's how you pick friends, too.
Yes, because all of my friends are either my height or at least a foot lower.
Or me or Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
Go fuck yourself.
So,
that one didn't work out.
That didn't work out at all, just because, she was a very nice person. But from what I could tell, I don't remember talking much to her. But yeah, then we all went to their club and I'm like, and that was one of the, like, that was one of the first times I actually saw bottle service. Like, this is a whole bunch of pomp and circumstance for a fucking nothing, for some Grey Goose and Tropicana.
Oh, and cranberry juice.
And cranberry.
Don't
and cranberry.
Forget.
So yeah, I just like, yeah, this, they want to hang out at a club. I didn't want to go to the club, by the way. I was just going just to not be that guy. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
No, I hear you.
But I ain't gonna go to a fucking club. Like I need to I'm self-centered and arrogant. I need you to focus on me, lady. Lady that I'm being fixed up with. I don't need you looking off, paying attention to other people's conversations.
Yeah,
but at the
you?
Same time, like, that was when I didn't know how to talk to people, you know? So I'm just like, hey, hi, how are you? My name is, I do this and I do that and that. You know, and women don't like that shit either, man.
No.
Women don't like that shit either.
Look, like I said in the last episode, you gotta, like, sometimes you gotta hit them with the confidence line. Like, you got to, even if you don't have any. Sometimes you need liquid confidence.
You gotta lie, man.
Yeah.
You gotta live the lie.
Live the lie. Live the lie, everybody.
I see people that I know of them, and they're like, oh man, you know, I can't find a girl, you know, all, I'm a good guy and all these women are, you know, they just can't appreciate a good, yeah, they can, man. Like, just
they're just not into you.
Right. They're just not into you.
Yeah, that's all.
Just find somebody that's into you. That's all.
Yeah.
So she was a nice one. At least this one was attractive. That she was probably the best looking woman that I've ever been fixed up with. Oh, I have two more stories. Okay.
All right. So let me tell my fix up story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this fix up story directly involves my wife. Because it's how I met her. So my cousin, my very closest cousin, I had just been, at that point, I had recently been broken up with my ex from a 7-year relationship. And so I was just like hanging out with friends. Like on Thursday nights, we used to go play trivia at a bar, right? Like, so I was just kind of like single guy mode. Wasn't worried about any of that shit. Just dating around, like living the dream, right?
Right.
So my cousin calls me and she's like, hey, kind of want to hook you up with this girl I know. And I'm like, oh, Well, all right. Well, all right. You know, at that point, I'm just like, what does she look like? Can I try to sleep with her? You know, like, this is basically like, and I'll decide whether it needs to go further from there. So she sends me a picture of this girl. This is not my wife, right? And she sends me a picture of this girl, and I'm like, yeah, not bad. She's got a pretty nice body, blah, blah, blah. You know, all right. Not the best looking girl I've ever seen, but, you know, okay. And like, she's like pretty accomplished. She's also an IT person. So I'm like, all right, cool. So she's like, hey, so I talked to the girl on Facebook, and she's not like super responsive, which kind of pissed me off. I'm like, you know what this is. Like, don't play hard to get online. I can't see you. Okay. Like, don't be that fucking person. Right. So that kind of pissed me off. So my cousin's like, hey, this party is happening. And this girl is going to be there. Right. So it's like this apartment building my cousin works in, and she knows like all the tenants or whatever. So she's like, there's a party there. And I'm like, all right, so I'll come, you know, whatever. So, you know, I come looking like, you know, fresh or whatever, you know, looking cool. And, as usual. And, I love being arrogant. It's so ridiculous. So I get there and I meet this chick, and I'm like, no, this woman has the personality of a fucking rotten pineapple. Like, she's awful. She is awful. Like, she is a hyper nerd. She's arrogant as fuck. Like, I'm just kidding about being arrogant. Like, that was like how she was. And like, she was just kind of a douche. And I was like, I don't think I like you at all. Like, not at all. Meanwhile, the party, incidentally, is at my now wife's apartment. Right? Like, or like a bunch of people met up there. Yeah. And so then we were going to this this restaurant that was like right downstairs from their apartment to hang out. And so my wife is there, and who's not my wife at the time, and she's like, you know, she's actually dating this guy who is there. And I meet her before I meet this guy, because fuck him. And I'm like, hey, this chick is like, one, this apartment is baller as fuck. I was like, this chick is rich. Like, oh shit, son. She's gorgeous. And you know my wife, you know, and I'm just like, God damn, like, this chick is a total fucking knockout. And I meet her, and she's awesome. Like, she's cool as shit. Like, she's funny. She's an artist. Like, she's like, oh, I live back and forth between here and New York. And I'm just like, wow, like, this is such a better evening than I'm spending with my loser friends every other Thursday night, right?
Fuck you.
Yeah. No, this wasn't you, not you. This was when I was hanging out with all the people I work with.
Oh, yeah, they all lose.
So I'm like, wow, this is a lot better crowd too, right? And so then, like, you know, circumstances happen or whatever. And again, my now wife is dating this guy. And then we meet a number of months later, and then she's not dating the guy. And then we meet over a course of blah, blah, blah. And then we end up start dating, and then blah, blah, blah. Now we're married. But yeah, so that fix up happened to spawn into something that actually totally worked out months later, like 7 months later, with my wife. But yeah, no, that fix up was terrible. It was horrible.
You got fixed up by proxy.
Yeah, basically. And my cousin takes credit for introducing me and my wife, but in actuality, it was that she was... No, not at all. And I give her credit, like, just to do it. But yeah, no, she totally doesn't deserve the credit for that. Not at all. So yeah, that's my fix-up story.
There was one. I got fixed up with that girl Kelly with an I. Because I used to work at Kmart, and there was.
I don't remember you working there. That's weird.
Yeah. We'll have to tell those stories too.
Those won't be given away for free. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I used to work with her cousin, and her cousin was like, oh, I think her cousin's name was like Charisse or Shanice or something like that. And so she was like, you should date my cousin, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, all right, you know, and she's like, yeah, she's quiet like you and this, that, and the other. And that's when I knew that I did not want someone who is exactly like me.
Yeah, she's quiet, weird.
Right.
Really likes comics.
One's an outie. Like, wait, what? What do you mean one's an innie and one's an outie?
Oh, that's the person?
Yeah, that's the girl that I got fixed up with. That was one of my first. That was one of my first fix ups, and I'm just like,
yikes. Mm. How many have you been? How many dates have you been fixed up on?
I can't remember. Maybe like 5 or 6.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because people thought that people, for the longest time, people thought it was gay, and they were trying to.
I remember that, yeah.
And they were trying to.
I started that rumor. No, I'm kidding. That'd be so fucked up.
They were trying to fix me up with a woman to make sure that I wasn't gay, but they were fixing me up with all the wrong women. Like,
they're like, why don't you like these women? Because they're the worst.
Because her name is three random syllables. Like, no. Like, that's the worst. Is that my cousin, you know, this was really young. And my older cousins, Baltimore cousins. So take that for what it is.
Nah, bruh.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we're gonna hook you up and hook you up and get you some pussy. That's what that meant. So they found some girl with three random syllables for a first name and tattoos and blonde hair, but really dark skin. And if anybody knows me, you can have maybe two of those things. You can't have all three, man. You can't be super black and blonde. You can't be.
Oh, come on.
You can't be blonde and have word tattoos. You can't. I don't know. It's just a type. I have a type, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That ain't it. No. Looking at your ex and looking at some of the women that you showed me that you were talking to online, there was a very obvious type that you have.
Yeah. It was a type. Now imagine my ex with darker skin and like streaks of blonde, not no. like blonde highlights, but like patches of blonde weave.
No.
Nah, bruh. You better get the fuck out of my face with that shit. And they were like, oh, what's wrong? She ready. You know, she ready. I'm just like, no, guys.
She's ready.
She's ready. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, God, guys are fucking assholes, man.
Yeah.
Guys are terrible. But yeah, it's just like, she's ready, man. She's trying to do this. And I'm just like, nah, she's man.
Trying to do this. Uh-huh.
Like, nah, man. I'm just not. Man, you a fag. You know, I'm like, all right, cousin, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, asshole.
But yeah, no, man, fix-ups don't work. Don't fix me up with anybody. Don't do it. Like, it just doesn't. And I'll never try to fix somebody up. I'll never. I see people, and I caught myself doing it because Terrence is single, and we got a couple single women coming to the wedding. I'm like, would this person be a good fit for Terrence? Then I'm like, let's see. She's religious. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
That is it. That's a game changer right there.
Right. So no, I can't do it. Don't do it. I don't recommend anybody do it. Find people the normal way, going to bars online, or have your cousin set you up with someone that you are not going to like, and then just, you know, man up and talk to a woman that you will eventually marry.
Yeah, who happens to be dating someone at that time.
Who happens to be dating someone at that time. Just fucking wreck a relationship.
Wait, whoa. I'm not Rob, okay?
No. I listened to that episode. I said, you son of a bitch.
That's why I was so upset that you missed that episode.
I wouldn't have let that shit go at all. You guys let him go lightly.
Oh, don't worry. It's never going to end. Not ever.
It is not going to end. You can forget that.
So there's this great sequence where Elaine is explaining to Cynthia what George looks like. And she's like, he's very like he's powerful, or like which is code for fat. And it's like, he's short, he's powerful, he can lift 100 pounds over his head. He's going bald, and she's like, he's bald. He's like, no, he's going bald. Yeah, like all of these descriptions are hilarious. And then George is asking Jerry all like what they look like, or what Cynthia looks like, and he's asking these bizarro questions, like, does she have a pinkish hue? Does, you know, does she have flowing hair? Just like crazy specifics like this. Are you like that crazy specific about like what you're into?
Not crazy specific, but yes, I am. I'm specific in what I like. I know what I didn't want, and I wasn't trying to settle. You know what I mean?
No, you shouldn't. You should never settle.
And you should never settle. That's another thing that I'll tell people who are looking for love. Never ever settle. You don't need to settle.
Okay, and also keep the things that you want within reason too.
Yeah, be realistic. Like, you're not gonna get Amber Rose. You know, you're on Facebook. You're not gonna get Amber Rose. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, no, don't settle. But yeah, I'm kind of specific. I know what I like. I have preferences.
Yeah, like
I have a type.
Yeah, you do. You do. Your soon to be wife is slightly outside of that type.
I would say she's very outside that type.
Yeah, like your type. And this, and now that you're getting married, I can say this, and it's not denigrating because I think your wife is. Yeah, actually, your wife is actually really far outside of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And actually, my wife is very outside of what, quote-unquote, would be my type as well, which makes them stand out, right? Yep. But your type is very plain Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why, right? Because I have incredibly low self-esteem.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I have incredibly low self-esteem, which means I think I can't get, I thought I couldn't get anything.
Yeah.
That was, you know, so I have a certain level.
Try to keep it there.
Right. And then when this beautiful woman was like, hey, let's, you know, I'm interested in you. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. That's how it works. Maybe
I'm something.
Yeah. You're not. I would calm that down. I mean, come on. You serve him up, I'll knock him down. Yeah, like my type is extreme facial, like facial features, like Rosaria Dawson. Like it just is. My wife makes fun of it all the time. Like women with like big noses or big mouths and stuff like that. Like it's just a type I have. I don't know why. It's fucking weird, and I'm slightly a crazy person. Like Rosaria Dawson has like huge features, huge facial features. Like I'm totally into it. My ex had large facial features, but not in the good way. I see that now in the clear light of day. But it's just kind of funny. But my wife doesn't. My wife often makes the comment. I mean, you've heard her say it. That I like women that need like 30% more face, like more facial real estate. But yeah, I mean, like we were watching at one point. Her and I were watching some like foreign film. It was like a Lebanese film.
Yeah.
And like every woman in there, I was like, yep, yep, yep. Like they all just like these huge facial features. I was like, these women are gorgeous. It's just like, yeah, I was just like, I was all about it. But what I realized, like my ex was white, but what I realize now is, and I don't know if it's because of that relationship or whatever, it's not that I don't find white women attractive, like white women like any other group of women, like whatever, like there's just as high a percentage of good looking white women as there are black women or Asian or, you know, whatever else. And just the same percentage of uggos across the board too. Yes, I use the term uggos. But like I find people of color much more attractive than white people at this point.
Yeah.
I just do. And
I mean, you see a lot of them. That's all.
Yeah, like I just do. And I certainly, I mean, my wife is half Indian. Like I find women like South Asian women to be incredibly attractive. Like it's just, there's just something about that part of the world, man. So I don't give a fuck what people say. Those Kardashians could get it. Every last one of them.
Yeah, man.
They're really attractive.
Not having sex with their brains, guys.
Yeah. Well, they're stupid and vapid. Yeah, they are. You're right. Next question. Anyways, what are you talking about? But yeah, it's like we just did the She Hate Me episode on Black on Black Cinema. That Indian woman in that scene, she's fucking gorgeous, dude. There's something about something about South Asian women, man. Look, they are brown, good looking women, man. They just are. And that's not to say I don't find, like right next to that is Ethiopian women for me. Oh, get out of here. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So Yeah, man. Of all kinds. All kinds.
So I have an exercise. We just went over how they were describing each other to the other person, right? Like how Elaine was describing George, and how Jerry was describing Cynthia.
Right.
So I would like to play that game here.
Okay.
And what I would like to do is I would like you to describe, act like you're talking to someone.
I'm fixing you up with your wife.
Yeah. And I will do it with you, but I'm going to do it with a special guest. My lovely future bride.
Oh no.
Is going to describe. So, sweetie, I want you to describe. Pretend you were going to hook Jay up with someone. And oh, I want you to describe what Jay looks like to this phantom woman that you are going to hook him up with.
All right. Hold for a second before this goes off the rails. Be kind. All right.
Oh, don't be kind. Don't be kind. Don't be kind. You don't have to be kind. He's like a brother. You don't have to be kind.
No, you really don't. <It's fine.
laughs> So I'm going to use my Eddie Murphy saying, and I'll say that, you know, he's a sexual chocolate.
That's right.
But he's a short sexual chocolate.
Come on, man.
with bald head, funny shaped bald head, but bald head, like a cone, not really a cone head, but bald. But still sexual chocolate, and very intelligent.
There you go.
See? I think that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I would say
I wish my wife was here to play this game.
I would say that you look like a sexual chocolate turtle.
I'm not sure how that's a compliment, but thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
No problem, guys.
God damn it.
Well,
fair.
Now here's your opportunity to describe me,
all right,
in a way that
to one of
that
these
you would.
All right, so let me see if I can be as mean as possible here. I said you brought in a ringer. Let's see. Tall, like sometimes a little too tall, like aggressively heighted. let's see. Laughs a lot like his father, which I know he finds embarrassing.
Fuck you.
Yes.
God damn it. For those of you who don't know, my dad, when we don't go to the movies with him, especially if it's a comedy, because he will laugh in this very particular way. He and my uncle, and I do it too, but I try not to do it as much. If someone tells a joke and he finds it funny, he will do this. And I can't stand it.
Let's see what else. His head is shaped, if you've ever seen a Easter Island Easter Island Olmec head, sort of like that, but you know, he's got legs. Smart guy. Not too smart. I mean, how could they be smarter than you? It's one of my favorite lines from this episode, by the way. A funny guy, but like a shy guy. But once you get him out, he's pretty funny.
I'm hilarious.
You are hilarious, actually. You know, my wife, before you, because you were like a little down in the dumps after the whole thing with your ex when you first met my wife, and she didn't like. I would always be like, "Yeah, Micah's hilarious," and she was like, no, he's not. Like, he's not a funny guy at all. Like, she didn't believe me. It wasn't until, like, you, like, sort of, you know, got your groove back, so to speak. She was like, wow, Mike is really funny. I was like, yeah, I know. I've been telling you. She's like, no, but he wasn't funny at all. Like, for the first probably year that she knew you. She was just like, no, he's not. Like, he's a really quiet guy. She's like, he's a really nice guy, but he's not funny. Which is just kind of funny. So let's see. The rest of this episode, Kramer comes in with a bag of condoms from Bob Sacamano. George takes one. Everyone else is like, nah. Kramer goes, hey, Elaine, take half a bag. And she's like, what am I, a hooker? Like, fuck you, dude. And her face, I have the episode on. She's like, no, ew. Get the fuck out of my face. So George and Cynthia end up sleeping together. He uses that condom and she ends up missing her period. Incidentally, over George's headboard when he's talking to Jerry, I just noticed this, is a Justice League. Like a DC Comic Heroes poster over his bed.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Jerry's the Superman fan, but I didn't know.
Yeah, it's like George. Fucking Green Arrow and all those guys. That's just kind of funny. That was weird.
That's very funny.
So both George and Cynthia tell their respective person that they slept with each other, but they don't want George or Jerry to tell the other, right? So that goes on, and then, you know, Cynthia's like, oh my God, I missed my period. George finds out, and he's like, I'm going to be a father. My boys can swim. So here's a weirdly, like, personal story. If anybody listens to any of the podcasts, everybody knows, like, I don't have kids. My wife and I went through infertility issues and stuff, right? So we don't have any kids. We're not going to have kids, whatever. But my way of announcing, this was going to be my thing, my way of announcing on Facebook that I would, like, my wife and I were pregnant once we told everybody, was going to just be to put that clip on Facebook.
My boys can swim.
Yes, that was going to be my, that was going to be my clip.
Yes. That's funny.
Yeah, that was going to be my clip. So if you want to, you can totally steal it. Anybody listening, because it's a really solid plan, but that was my plan of announcing. Which obviously I'm never going to do. Yeah. I'm a father. It's just fucking hilarious to me. Like, because he's so excited. So then come to find out, Cynthia is not pregnant. But like George like came in and he was like, I will, you know, I'll be there for you and, you know, support you in any decision that you make, blah, blah, blah. And Cynthia's telling this to Elaine, and it's like, oh wow, that was so amazing and everything else. And so then George and Jerry meet them for dinner. And the last scene is like, so George and Cynthia are still dating and everything is going really great. And then like some appetizers come to the table and George just starts eating like a fucking pig.
He starts wolfing them down, man.
Oh, he is such a terrible eater. And so she kind of looks at George like, I can't be with this guy. He's like,
and you
eating
know what?
Chicken wings.
I ain't mad at it either.
No, he's like a fucking monster. Like, come on. Gross. So that's it for this episode. It was very good. It is a classic episode. Any last words, Micah?
No, man. It's just don't hook people up, man. Don't hook people up. Unless you're one of those douchebags who wants to get hooked up. And then you're just a douche. Mm-hmm. Like I imagine you use the phrase, I'm trying to get my dick wet, bro, often if you want to be hooked up.
Yeah, don't use that. Don't use that phrase ever. That's awful. And sounds very rapey as well, by the way. I don't have anything else to say. It's just a good episode. It's really fucking funny.
Yep.
All right. Later, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Bow, 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 bow.
Really?